Hezbollah's war with Israel may have a payoff for Hezbollah's sponsor. Iran armed the militia group with missiles and money. And Hezbollah fought its war just as Iran faces a deadline this month over its nuclear program. Vali Nasr has been tracking Iran's moves. He grew up in Iran and teaches now at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. He's in our studios. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What is Iran doing now that Hezbollah has reached this ceasefire and is claiming victory?
Well, Iran, at least in terms of its the way it sees the outcome, believes that its hand has got stronger. First of all, despite the enormous damage that Hezbollah sustained and Lebanon sustained, Hezbollah has come out of this politically stronger. Its leader, Hassan Nasrallah, has gained great popularity in the Arab world, which is something that benefits Iran. Iran's traditional rivals in this region, namely Egypt, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia, the U.S. allies in the region, were greatly weakened. But also they were found to be uninfluential. I mean, for the first time, they couldn't broker a ceasefire. They couldn't talk to the to Hezbollah or to Damascus about this conflict. The keys were held by Iran. So Iran is coming out of this conflict thinking that the West has got the message that Iran matters a lot more than just in Iraq or in its own neighborhood, that it's central to stability in this region. Iranians are pretty much now, with the help of Hezbollah, hijacked the Palestinian issue.
Do you believe that Iran actually caused this war indirectly?
At some level it did, because I think the Iranians expected that some kind of a measure against Hezbollah was imminent, and therefore they began investing in building bunkers and training Hezbollah and giving him much more sophisticated weaponry. This didn't happen overnight. I think they began to calculate after the departure of Syria from Lebanon that some kind of a showdown was coming. Now, when and how was, I don't think they could have predicted that, but I think they were prepared for some kind of a blowout.
It so happens that blowout happened just as Iran was confronting the world over its nuclear program. Does this strengthen Iran's hand at all?
Yes, it does, because I think Iran believes that the war showed that there is no real good military option against Iran. If Israel could not destroy Hezbollah in a country of 4 million people, Iran would assume that this would dampen appetite for military action against Iran. Now, if you're not going to have military action and you still want Iran to do the things you want, I think they think that they're in a stronger position to get the United States to the negotiating table, which is something they've always wanted.
I want to play a piece of tape if I can. This is President Bush talking about the aftermath of the war and saying that it could have been a lot worse.
The regime in Iran provides Hezbollah with financial support, weapons, and training. Iran has made clear that it seeks the destruction of Israel. We can only imagine how much more dangerous this conflict would be if Iran had the nuclear weapon it seeks.
Let's imagine that. If this situation happened and Iran had a nuclear weapon, would the Middle East be a far, far more dangerous place?
Possibly and possibly not. In other words, elsewhere in the world, nuclear weapons have had actually a restraining effect. One could say that the very first effect of a nuclear Iran would be to change the balance of power in the region.
You think this conflict shows that a military option would be difficult for the United States. Do you think the White House agrees with you? Because some analysts look at that statement by the president that we just played, President Bush, and say, wow, he's saying that we don't ever want to be in a situation with a nuclear Iran, and maybe we have to get closer to taking steps to avoid that.
That's true. We do need to take steps to avoid that. But the question is, what steps? And there may be many reasons why the president would talk so tough, particularly because regardless of how actually the White House has come to see the lesson of this war, they don't want to give the Iranians the signal that in any way their resolve has been diminished. In fact, the United States needs to go to any kind of engagement with Iran from a position of strength.
Vali Nasr is the author of The Shia Revival, How Conflicts Within Islam Will Shape the Future. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.